The Digital Personal Data Protection Bill, 2022, Part 1. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeITY, has released a draft of the Digital Personal Data Protection Bill, 2022, the bill, for public consultations along with an explanatory note for each provision and the underlying principles that guide the drafting one. The public consultations are open till December 17, 2022. While previous versions of the proposed general data protection legislation, previous drafts, drew heavily upon European Union's GDPR 3, and were dense, voluminous documents, the bill draws inspiration from Singapore's Personal Data Protection Act, 2012, PDPA 4, and is a condensed, concise document. While the bill, taken as a whole, represents a more forgiving framework for compliance, and proposes several welcome improvements, such as the deletion of non-personal data, it also puts forward several concepts which have far-reaching consequences. Further to our earlier analyses of the previous drafts 5, notably the most recent on the Joint Parliamentary Committee Report on the Personal Data Protection Bill, 2019-6, the following is our summary of some key concepts in the bill. Application and extent. The bill seeks to regulate processing of digital personal data, i.e. personal data which is either collected online, or which, where collected offline, is digitized 7. It excludes processing through manual means or by individuals for personal or domestic purposes. The bill also seeks to exclude personal data contained in a record that has been in existence for at least 100 years. 8. While the quoted language has origins in the PDPA, it may stand to be tightened somewhat. For instance, while a revenue or court record in India may well be more than a century old, entries on it may be recent and worthy of protection. As with the previous drafts, apart from processing in India, the bill also seeks to regulate processing of data outside India in connection to profiling 9, of, or offering goods or services to, data principles in India 10. The latter criterion is broader now, with the offering no longer requiring to be systematic, and may limit the ability to rely on targeting criteria or the intent to offer goods or services in India to seek and limit the application of the bill. Reintroduction of this requirement may help align the bill with global standards like the GDPR. Personal data. In a significant deviation from both the existing data privacy legislation in India and the previous drafts, all personal data, i.e. data about an individual who is identifiable by, or in relation to such data, is defined as a monolithic category 11. Defining sensitive subsets of key personal data such as biometric and healthcare data, which require greater protection, allow for graded consent mechanisms and penalties. While the intent to create a simple compliance regime is laudable, the current approach may lead to the unintended consequence of treating unequals equally and having to balance between creating a higher compliance burden for less important data and protecting truly sensitive data. Similarly, clear exclusions for the processing of anonymized information 12, and potentially, bright line standards for such anonymization, are no longer part of the bill. The reintroduction of a clear exclusion of information which has been de-identified or anonymized to a particular standard may improve the ease of doing business, thereby accomplishing the objective of the bill. It will augur well for key sectors such as healthcare where such data can help develop novel digital healthcare services, AI and potentially, even treatment methodologies. Processing. While the bill retains the term data fiduciary 13, as proposed by the Sri Krishna Committee 14, in letter, much of the spirit, and the obligations it included, have been done away with. Data fiduciaries can now process personal data in accordance with the bill for any purpose not expressly forbidden by law, provided it is either actually consented, or deemed to be consented to 15. This is a significant departure from the previous draft 16, and to some degree, even current law, which require that processing be done only for the specific, clear, and lawful purposes for which data was collected and reasonable incidental purposes, in a fair and reasonable manner, ensuring privacy of the data principle 17. Reintroducing key obligations like fair and reasonable processing, ensuring privacy of the data principle, with carve-outs if necessary, can help align the bill more closely with the principles of data minimization and purpose limitation set out by the Supreme Court in its Puttaswamy 18, judgment. Notice and consent. The bill mandates obtaining consent for processing after providing a notice in clear and plain language, describing the type of personal data sought to be collected in an itemized, 19, list of the purposes of processing. 20, This is in stark contrast to the earlier bill and the GDPR, which prescribe a granular consent regime 21, at least for sensitive personal data. Even more worryingly, where personal data is already being processed under consent obtained prior to the commencement of the bill, fresh notice in the manner described above has to be obtained as soon as it is reasonably practicable. 22. These notice requirements run the risk of doing too much and too little at the same time. While the reconsenting obligation risks inundating data principals with thousands of notices, a phenomenon which was also seen with the GDPR, the ability to provide an itemized list of purposes means that entities can continue to collect all or nothing bundled consents, thereby limiting the utility of these fresh consents to data principals. Data principals are given an option of requiring that notice be provided in any of the 22 languages specified in the 8th schedule of the Constitution of India 23. The complexities associated with translating authoritative versions of dynamic documents into all these languages may outweigh benefits to data principals, particularly where the underlying application or service is only available in a few of them. Curiously, there appears to be no clear obligation to publish a privacy policy, as opposed to a collection notice, although this requirement continues to be prescribed for intermediaries under the Information Technology, Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code, Rules, 2021. The Bill 24, like previous drafts, requires that consent should be freely provided, specific, informed, and unambiguous, through a clear affirmative action, for processing of data for the purpose specified in the Notice 25. However, the absence of a granular consent requirement along with the absence of language around purposes of processing, takes the bill further away from the purpose limitation principle in Puttaswamy. Withdrawal of consent. The bill provides data principals with a right to withdraw consent for processing of data as easily as the manner for consent. 26, however, such withdrawal would not affect the lawfulness of processing done prior to the withdrawal. 27, upon withdrawal, the data fiduciary is required to cease processing of such personal data within a reasonable time, unless such processing is authorized under law. 28, the consequences of such withdrawal would be borne by the data principal. 29. Curiously, while a safeguard restricts entities from collecting bundled consents for purposes not necessary for the provision of services, this protection only seems to operate in case of concluded contracts. 30. Deemed consent. While previous drafts sought to dilute from an absolute and onerous requirement for consents through a reasonable purpose exception 31, the bill relies instead on a concept of deemed consent, 32, which finds mention in the PDPA, 33. Unlike that legislation, however, protections such as revocation 34, and the restriction of this consent on narrowly defined purposes 35, is absent. Deemed consent is assumed 36, where a data principal voluntarily provides personal data to the data fiduciary and it is reasonably expected that such data would be provided. Instead, a more limited exception allowing usage of this data only as reasonably expected for the purpose it was voluntarily submitted may be more well aligned with the Puttaswamy principles. Unlike the previous drafts, the bill does not prescribe any mechanism for enactment of regulations or rules for processing on the basis of deemed consent, which may result in the abuse of this provision, especially in light of ability of data fiduciaries to obtain broad-based consent. Under the previous drafts, employment was a basis for processing only non-sensitive data, and only where consent of the data principal was not appropriate or would involve disproportionate effort 37. The bill instead proposes far broader language which could, while having the benefit of being convenient for employers 38, may provide little protection to data principals. Curiously, several reasonable purpose exceptions have been included as deemed consents, and yet subjected to an additional qualifier of public interest, 39, thereby creating a dual filter that is not only unnecessary, but also perhaps fundamentally incompatible with some of the listed items, such as credit scoring 40. An important exception for search engines has been narrowed 41, from previous drafts to limit it only to processing publicly available personal data. 42. An exception provided under previous drafts, 43, for journalistic purposes has not found its way into the deemed consent provisions. Click here to read part 2 of our analysis on the bill. 1. Available here and here. 2. Notice issued by MIADI, available here. 3. The European Union General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. 4. Available here. 5. See our analysis of the 2018 bill here, and its comparisons with the GDPR here. See our analysis of the 2019 bill, earlier bill, here. 6. See our analysis of the JPC report here. 7. Clause 4.1, bill. 8. Clause 4.3, bill. 9. Now define only for this section as any form of processing of personal data that analyzes or predicts aspects concerning the behavior, attributes or interests of a data principal. 10. Clause 4.2, bill. 11. Clause 2.13, bill. 12. Clause 2b, earlier bill. 13. Clause 2.5, bill. 14. The group of experts on privacy, chaired by Justice A.P. Shah, postulated the need for this in their report titled Report of the Group of Experts on Privacy dated October 16, 2012, available here. 15. Clause 5, bill. 16. Clause 4, earlier bill. 17. Clause 5 and 6, earlier bill. 18. Justice K.S. Puttaswamy, Brett, v. Union of India, 2017, 10 SCC 1, Puttaswamy. 19. Defined to mean list of individual items, Clause 6.2, bill. 20. Clause 6.1, bill. 21. Clause 7, earlier bill. 22. Clause 6.2, bill. 23. Clause 6.3, bill. 24. Clause 7, bill. 25. Clause 7.1, bill. 26. Clause 7.4, bill. 27. IBID. 28. Clause 7.5, bill. 29. Clause 7.4, bill. 30. Clause 7.8, bill. 31. Clause 14.2, earlier bill. 32. Clause 8, bill. 33. Section 15, PDPA. 34. Section 16, PDPA. 35. Section 15, PDPA. 36. Clause 8, bill. 37. Clause 13.2, earlier bill. 38. Clause 8.7, bill. 39. Clause 8.8, bill. 40. Clause 8.8d, bill. 41. Clause 14.2h, earlier bill. 42. Clause 8.8e, bill. 43. Clause 36e, earlier bill.